You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Damn, it's busy. Welcome to the BFM studio, Sam. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. It's good to be back up here.
It feels like it's been an age since I've seen you.
It has been. I swung by and dropped off a bottle of gin to your place a few weeks back, but I'm not telling.
Now, what have you been up to in the meantime? What's going on?
It's the usual story from Thompson, you know, picking up awards left, right and centre. So I had a nice win a few months back, and I've got New Zealand Spirit Awards coming up. I think early June, so in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
How's it going on the hospo trade side of things? Is it starting to get a bit busier out there? People heading out and having a drink or two?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Over the last month, maybe, bars are starting to get busy again, and it really warms the heart. You know, the last 2 years, there's certain parts of the city you walk through at 10 o'clock on a night that should be pumping, and it's a ghost town. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, those people are coming back. We're seeing students out and about, and a lot of my hospital mates are real happy with that.
What parts of town have really turned back on, if you were just to, like, you know, take a broad guess, an educated guess?
It seems as though the waterfront didn't get hit as hard as most places. So down the viaduct, you know, they're back to almost normal volume now. A lot of the more high-end restaurants are doing well, and I think it's just a matter of people buying into that support local message, you know, and we've just got to make sure our little local quiet places are going well as well.
Totally. Yeah, definitely just go have a bite to eat and a drink at wherever you're near to.
For sure.
Yeah, hard out. Now, have you brought in a bottle of Victor Gin this evening?
Yeah, I have. I've brought out the latest Victor Gin, the Victor Gin Blanc de Blanc.
Yes.
Which, I don't know, have we had this up here with you guys before?
I think Matt dropped off a bottle when we were in lockdown and maybe gave us some instructions on enjoying it, or maybe he did come in, or we talked to him on the phone about it.
Yeah, cool.
It was like the limited edition thing that he got from some grapes from a Kumu vineyard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in the world of gin, most of what you drink is called London dry style. This is more along the lines of old Tom style, which is a sweeter style of gin. It's how the original gins were made. They were quite sweet. But being Thompson, we're not big fans of, you know, syrupy, sweet things. So as opposed to adding sugar syrup to it, we've used unfermented Chardonnay grapes. When we watered this down to 42%, just chucked a bunch of unfermented Chardonnay in there, and that's the sweetness. So more of sort of a fruity gin.
It's super fragrant.
Yeah.
I notice, I think there's a bottle hanging around here for a while. Every time I'd open it, I'd go, damn, it smells awesome.
We're pretty stoked with it, eh? And I don't think there's anything else out there like that, which, you know, that's classic Matt.
Are there only like 1,000 bottles?
Yeah, about that, yeah. Which we're very close to running out on. So it'll probably, I think long term we might do it with every grape harvest, but we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
I reckon give it a hoon. If you're a gin fan, it's definitely worth checking it out. It's a good drop.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Yeah. That was a genuine comment. I'm into it. Yeah.
That's why we keep coming back.
Okay, well, we'll let you do your thing. You're making a Tom Collins or something?
Yeah, Tom Collins.
What is that?
In its simplest terms, it's basically a nicer version of a gin and soda. But you could think about it as almost like an alcoholic lemonade. So gin, soda water, a little bit of lemon juice and some sugar.
Okay, talk us through it. I'll turn this third mic up for some Foley.
First step to any good cocktail is, of course, the ice. So you're going to load the glass up with some ice.
Yep. We've got some tumblers, which were kindly donated to BFM by NX Volley. I think they bought these secondhand on Trade Me or something.
Nice. And don't get put off by this, but it's a couple of shots of gin. So 60 mils of gin.
All right, so it's kind of normal strength.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, normal when you're at home.
Yeah.
My flatmate, we like to say that he has what's called a J pour, which is, you know, most people pour 30 mils. He pours about 120.
So. Does his name start with J?
Yeah. His name's Jay. So anytime he pours a drink, it's about 2-3 times the strength of what it should be. So we've got about half a J pour here, 60 mils.
Half a J pour at 60. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. He's a big J.
He is indeed. So next up, we're going for a squeeze of lemon.
I'm just gonna have a whiff of this again. Yep, it's good. Do you wanna have a little sniff, Andre? It's nice.
It's
Yeah, so in there we've still got all our normal botanicals, so juniper, lemon, lemongrass, cardamom and coriander.
Yes.
But we've changed the ratio around a bit just for the sake of, you know, getting that balance right.
Okay, wait. Does it say? Oh, it doesn't really say on here. Oh, no, it does. It says juniper, lemon, lemongrass, cardamom and coriander. And I mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago, Matt brought in some lemongrass. I was like, it looks like bamboo. I've never seen it before. It's bizarre. It's like a stick.
It's strange, eh?
Yeah.
And it's like lemongrass is really, really fragrant and really oily. So when Matt's distilling the lemongrass, you can smell it from miles away. The whole air is filled with that beautiful lemongrass oil.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened there is I've just added a little splash of sugar to it. And now we're just topping with soda. The last and most crucial step is give it a stir and then give it a taste. Anytime you're making a drink, make sure you taste it first. And the two things we're looking for here is how acidic and how sweet it is. And so that one needs a little touch more sugar.
Okay. Just a tiny little dash there. Yep, a little bit there. That sounded great, actually.
And there we go. We've got three beautiful little Tom Collins here, chucking a bit of lemon on the top for you boys.
Do you recommend dropping that into the glass?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You can adjust that acid I was talking about by adjusting how much lemon there is in there. Oh, getting the quick little shot in here.
The kind of classic BFM phone and some cocktails.
All right, here you go, lads. All right. Cheers.
Cheers, dudes. Looks good. Smells great. I'm getting a lot of lemon, but that's probably just the lemon wedge on the edge,
yeah, just
right?
Chuck that on there if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, like I said,
I thought it would be super strong, but it's like not at all. It's a boozy drink, but it doesn't taste boozy.
Yeah, I mean, it might have something to do with the fact that it's quite a sweet style of gin,
mm-hmm,
because of that unfermented Chardonnay.
Yes.
So it is dangerous. It drinks way too easily for how alcoholic it is.
Yeah. That's really nice. I'm getting notes of Chardonnay and lemon and citrus.
See what I mean, though? It's almost like an alcoholic lemonade.
Yeah, it's got really good body. Ooh. But does that come through from the sugar syrup?
It'd be coming from the sugar syrup and the gin itself. I'm not recommending you do it, but if you poured a little bit of that gin onto your hands and rubbed it together, if you did that with whiskey, it would like completely disappear. It'll evaporate with that gin because of the sugar content. You'd actually end up with sticky hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that is quite a viscous gin plus the sugar syrup we added.
All right. The sales pitch of the segment, if anyone was trying to pick one of these up, is it Glengarry? You're just about out?
They've got a few left. Beyond that, I believe Hallertau Brewery, who are very good friends of ours, their website, they deliver right around Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few others out there as well, but those would be my first port of call.
All right. Sam, from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand, thank you very much for coming in and just get amongst people.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.